All right, folks, welcome back to Daily Stoic Edge, your one-stop shop for staying sharp, staying grounded, and navigating this crazy thing called life. I'm your host, Dylan Brooks, and let me tell you, sometimes life throws a curveball faster than an Alan Ryan fastball, right? We've all been there, unexpected setbacks, disappointments, maybe even some full-blown crises. But here's the thing, those moments don't have to break us. In fact, they can actually make us stronger, more resilient, and ready to tackle whatever comes next. Today, we're diving deep into building resilience through adversity. Think of it like this. Life is a gym, and adversity is your workout routine. You wouldn't expect to get ripped just by watching fitness videos, right? You gotta put in the work, push yourself, and learn to bounce back stronger. So, how do we build that inner steel? Here are 5 key takeaways to keep you going. First off, accept what you can't control. Ever feel like life is just one giant surprise party where nobody invited you? Yeah, that feeling sucks. But the truth is, there are a ton of things outside of our control: the weather, other people's actions, even unexpected global pandemics. Hello, 2020. What we can control is how we react to those things. Focusing on what we can influence, our mindset, our actions, our response, that's where the real power lies. It's like that saying, you can't always choose the music life plays, but you can learn to dance. Second, reframe your perspective. This one's a game changer. Instead of viewing setbacks as failures, see them as opportunities for growth. Think about it, every challenge you overcome makes you tougher, wiser, and more adaptable. It's like that saying, every crack in the pavement is a story waiting to be told. Those cracks might seem frustrating, but they reveal the journey, the resilience, and the strength that got you there. They've cultivated a growth mindset. This means embracing challenges as learning experiences rather than threats to your ego. Remember, it's not about being perfect, it's about constantly evolving and improving. Think of it like this. Mistakes are proof that you're trying. So go ahead, take risks, learn from your blunders, and keep pushing yourself outside your comfort zone. Fourth, build a strong support system. You don't have to go through adversity alone. Lean on your loved ones, family, friends, mentors. They can offer encouragement, perspective, and a listening ear when you need it most. Remember, even the strongest trees need sturdy roots. A support of community can be the anchor that keeps you grounded during turbulent times. And finally, practice self-care. This isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, so those are nice. It's about prioritizing your physical, mental, and emotional well-being. Get enough sleep, eat nourishing foods, move your body, engage in activities that bring you joy, and take time to recharge. Think of it like this. You can't pour from an empty cup. Okay, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine Sarah, a brilliant young entrepreneur who poured her heart and soul into launching her own business. She worked long hours, sacrificed weekends, and even ate ramen noodles more times than she could count. But then, disaster struck, a major competitor entered the market, cutting into her sales and shaking her confidence. She felt defeated, like all her hard work had been for nothing. But instead of giving up, Sarah remembered these principles we've just discussed. She accepted that the market was changing and focused on what she could control, refining her product, expanding her marketing reach, and building stronger relationships with her customers. She sought support from her mentor and friends, who reminded her of her strengths and encouraged her to keep going. And most importantly, she took time for self-care, yoga, walks in nature, spending time with loved ones to recharge her batteries and find clarity. As a result, Sarah not only weathered the storm, but came out stronger than ever before. She learned valuable lessons about adaptability, resilience, and the importance of seeking support. So remember, folks, adversity is inevitable. But it doesn't have to define you. By embracing these principles, accepting what you can't control, reframing your perspective, cultivating a growth mindset, building a strong support system, and practicing self-care, you can build resilience, navigate challenges with grace, and emerge from those storms stronger and wiser than ever before. Now go out there, keep pushing forward, and don't forget to share your own stories of resilience with us. I want to hear how you're staying sharp, staying grounded, and rocking life's curveballs. Leave a comment, send us a message, or tag us on social media. Let's build a community of strength and support together. Until next time, keep those stoic edges sharp.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.